following program has been paid for by Raskin Resources Productions. It is for entertainment and basic informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not reflect the views of Cumulus Media, WPRO, its management, or its staff.
Welcome to the Patricia Raskin Show, the program that helps you turn obstacles into opportunities, challenges into solutions, and find answers to tough questions. The award-winning powerhouse voice of radio, Patricia Raskin. And now, here's your host, Patricia Raskin.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Patricia Raskin Show. Always so excited to be with you in our 11th year here on WPRO. And this series is brought to you by Age-Friendly Rhode Island. Age-Friendly Rhode Island is a coalition of community and state agencies, healthcare and social service providers, older adults, advocacy and faith-based organizations, as well as businesses and academic institutions. And they're all dedicated to meeting the needs and preferences of Rhode Islanders as they age. You can learn more about and join the effort to build an Age-Friendly Rhode Island at agefriendlyri.org. Do check out their website. And you can find them on Facebook and Twitter, the @ agefriendlyri. And today we're talking about, you know, supports at home, aging in place, really being able to socialize and have a great community. My guests are Dr. Patrick Mattingly and Martha Wales. Dr. Pat Mattingly is the president of the Providence Village Board of Directors. He's a retired physician and a health care administrator. Martha Wales is a member of the board and is a medical social worker. The Providence Village is a nonprofit volunteer organization of neighbors helping neighbors. And we're talking today about providing support to help elderly remain safely at home and in the community, and what the village offers in terms of social activities and events to engage members and to combat loneliness and isolation. Welcome, Pat.
Thank you.
And welcome, Martha.
Thank you.
Okay, just go right up to the mic. Okay. All right. So let's first talk, Pat. I'm going to start with you. What is the Providence Village and where is it located?
The village is what we call a community of mutual support. And the idea is to organize neighbors, to help neighbors as volunteers, mm-hmm. and help them with a range of activities and a range of services that they are unable to provide for themselves or don't have access to as they grow older. We are located physically in an office on the east side of Providence, and we actually, the village by itself can be joined by anybody. We have members who live outside of the Providence area.
It's virtual in a sense.
It's a virtual entity, but it has an organizational structure that allows us to connect people to each other and to the services and benefits we provide.
That's really great. Martha, what's the village movement, and how do you do the connecting?
Well, the village movement really began on Beacon Hill, was where the first village happened. And that was about 15 years ago. And now I believe there are over 200 villages across the country. Mm. They're all different, but we all are connected and listen to each other's ideas. So the Providence Village, Pat can talk more about this, was formed by a group of interested Rhode Islanders a couple of years ago.
And how do you get people involved, Pat? How do people come? Do you find them? Do they find you? All of the above?
All of the above, yes. You know, it's remarkable how people find things and find each other. And what happens as we grow older is many of us become isolated. So our whole approach is to understand what is isolating individuals. We gather people together in gathering sessions. I first got introduced to the village by attending a session at the lower library on the east side. Mm. So we will organize coffees and teas and celebrations and gatherings to get people. What we then find is as people join, they talk to their neighbors, and their neighbors want to join.
That's great.
So word of mouth is very important for us.
Martha, what about membership in terms of dues and fees?
Well, we have a membership fee, a monthly fee, but we also have a policy that that income is not a barrier to membership. So we welcome people regardless of age or income to be a member of the village.
What is the typical age?
Gosh, do you know, Pat?
Oh, boy. The average age is 74. Okay. But we have people who are members or volunteers in their 50s and 60s, and we have people in their 90s. Mm. So we have people across quite a spectrum. Mm.
What do you think is the greatest benefit of the village?
Well, this sort of connects a little bit to the average age question. My first person I knew who was a member was in her early 50s, and she was having the early symptoms of a memory disorder, and the healthcare advocacy services were just remarkable for her. So she was given a ride to medical appointments by her advocate through the village, who sat in the appointments with her, prompted her to ask the questions that she had wanted to ask, reminded her to bring her medications to each appointment, and a really special connection came
about. It could
be
that, but it also could be probably just seeing a great movie together, right? Something like that. So it runs the gamut.
Every month there's a series of what we call group activities, and our committee there, headed by Jane Adler, goes out and organizes sessions at theaters. The art club lunch is every month we have that. Next month we're going to have Pi Day. I don't know if you know that March 14th is Pi Day.
I didn't know that.
Pi, which is a mathematical thing. But we're going to serve P-I-E Pi at a big celebration. So those activities are designed for what people want. You know, we asked people last year, what do you want us to do? And they said, parties.
What do you think makes this different from a club, a different kind of organization, an assisted living, if you will? What makes this different?
I think the key is in the words community of mutual support. Right. We're trying to create community, not a service or social organization.
Right. And people live at home.
So we're looking for people to help each other. So a community of neighbors helping neighbors. And it's that everybody contributes. One of our key features is what we call generosity. So we have people who can't pay a full membership fee. Mm-hmm. But they participate as members and volunteers, and they contribute to the whole organization.
So if someone's retired and they were, a computer teacher, for example, or they were a horticulturalist, will they then offer to teach classes?
Yes, they can offer to teach classes. They can offer to help a member with their own garden. We have technology help, so we have a team who provide that help as well.
So if you know, I'm on that team, and we will go out and help people with their computers, hook up their printers, figure out why their email isn't working, show them how the iPad works.
That's so needed.
And then we'll also, in conjunction with Hamilton House, who is our partner, where we have our office, we'll have sessions where people can come in and sit with a consultant, often a Brown student who we get in.
Which is really great.
So,
that's the intergenerational piece too.
Yes, we would love to have more younger people participating, and it's always a bit of a struggle to find younger individuals. I mean,
it's interesting. I have student interns from URI, University of Rhode Island, in communications and marketing and PR, and it's such a wonderful opportunity for me to learn from them because it's the two different generations, you know, the millennial and the baby boomer. Mm-hmm. And I teach them things and they teach me things. And it's really, I just love the experience much as I do getting the work done.
Right. We would certainly welcome. We've had several interns from Rhode Island College, and we'll have others. But it really it requires time and space, and we don't have a lot of space to accommodate easily. So.
Yeah, but this is really important. How is the Providence Village funded? Now you have membership, mm-hmm. but are there other funds behind this as well?
Well, we also very happily accept donations and do have a team that works on fundraising. And many of our members also generously support the fundraising. And we also have quite a few members, and I'm in this category, who are very invested in the philosophy of the village, but don't actually receive services at this time. And so part of my way of contributing is to be a member. And eventually I will use services, but haven't happened to yet.
Yeah. Do you do any day trips?
Like we do.
To New York.
We do. Not out of the area yet. Now I'm not going to put our committees on the spot here because they really would like to do that. but we've really stuck to the immediate Providence area so far. We have a picnic every year down in Cold State Park, and we do outings to many places in the city, like the RISD Museum, into the opera, into the theater, and so forth. But we have not yet gotten to the point of traveling to Boston or to New York. It's an ambition.
Yeah, but it's important. You know, there are 9 key areas that age-friendly Rhode Island covers. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing at least 2 of them, probably more. But the 2 that I'm seeing here that really fits into Providence Village is 1, community and civic engagement, social participation, volunteering, and it could be employment or some of the ways seniors remain connected to the community. And the other one that I see is supports to remain at home, fostering aging in place by adapting homes. Well, it's more, you're not adapting their home, but you're helping them to age in place by giving them other opportunities.
We are adapting their homes.
Oh, you are.
We all have what we call a home safety program.
And that fits in here, too.
Oh, sure. What that consists of is with the help of an occupational therapist who has expertise in home safety. We have designed a curriculum that we train our home help team and our health advocacy team to go into a home and do a walkthrough inspection with a large checklist. Here are all the things that are potentially a risk for someone to fall, something to fall on you. And when we either provide support, we provide, for example, maybe a carbon monoxide monitor, or we then arrange for someone who can come in and contract to do something like a grab bar in a bathroom. So we are very much into that. It's very important.
It sounds like you're really helping people. You find the resource. If they need something, what if they need counseling? Or what if they need an aide, you know, to watch their aging parent, for example, or they're starting to have some memory loss? I mean, do you help them find those resources?
We do help connect people to resources. Yes, yes.
And that's going to become a bigger part of our activity as we grow. Right now, we've been focused on providing services through our volunteers. But what we've already learned in 2 years now is that there is a limit to what we can do with just volunteers. So we want to be the place that anyone can go to and say, I need something tomorrow. We help them find it.
Yeah, that's, whether they're a member or not.
Well, for us right now, it's members.
It's members.
It's members.
Okay. But as you said, money, cost is not a barrier.
That's right.
Right.
Anyone can join.
Right, which is really wonderful. All right, we're going to take a break. And again, I'm talking to Dr. Pat Mattingly, president of the Providence Village Board of Directors. He's a retired physician and a healthcare administrator. And Martha Wells, a member of the board and a medical social worker. We're talking about the Providence Village, which is a nonprofit volunteer organization of neighbors helping neighbors. This series is brought to you by Age Friendly Rhode Island, which is a coalition of agencies and organizations and service providers and institutions and businesses that are here to help meet the needs and preferences of Rhode Islanders as they age. So log on to agefriendlyri.org or on Facebook and Twitter, the @agefriendlyri. And after the break, we're taking calls. So if you have any calls about support services that you can get, so you can certainly remain at home, but also be social, right, and be part of a community and participate in these activities and learn more about Providence Village, what would be the website?
ProvidenceVillageRI.org.
ProvidenceVillageRI.org. Check it out. call them, and the number is on there,
yep.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And call them and certainly say you heard it here, because we're here to really get the information out to all of you folks. And we're excited about what we're doing here in Rhode Island to help people age. I call it aging up. That's what I like. That's my phrase. All right, you're listening to the Patricia Raskin Show right here on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM, WPRO. We're the voice of Southern New England, and we'll be right back.
Now, more of the Patricia Raskin Show on WPRO. Call Patricia now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Hi, everyone. We are back. And this series is brought to you by Age Friendly Rhode Island, which is a coalition of community and state agencies, healthcare and social service providers, older adults, advocacy and faith-based organizations, businesses and academic institutions that are all dedicated to meeting the needs and preferences of Rhode Islanders as they age. Please log on to their website to help build Age Friendly Rhode Island, agefriendlyri.org, and find them on Facebook and Twitter, the @AgeFriendlyRI. Today we're talking to Dr. Pat Mattingly, president of the Providence Village. He's on the board of directors, and he's a retired physician and healthcare administrator. And a member of the board also with us, Martha Wales, is a medical social worker. The Providence Village is a nonprofit volunteer organization of neighbors helping neighbors, and that's exactly what they do. We're taking your calls at 438-WPRO, 438-9776, if you have any questions about Providence Village. I want to say this to my listeners 55-plus, and I'm going to sound like a little bit of a school teacher, because that's what I was in my early days. You know, a little preachy here. But there is no excuse. There is no excuse for you not to have some great services in this great state of Rhode Island. There is so much available. Age Friendly Rhode Island. There's the governor's work for age. Let's see what the name of it. Long term care. I think it's called the Long Term Care Commission.
Long term care subcommittee, formed
the
coalition.
And he was on the program last week. And I mean, there's so many things. Providence Village and. Cost is not a barrier, but there's so many resources. You don't have to be sitting and fretting and saying, how do I find this? There's a lot. So please look all this up. Go to agefriendlyri.org. Certainly, you can always call the Long-Term Care Commission, and I will get that name. That's the exact name for you in a minute. You can also contact Providence Village. And that's providencevillageri.org. Okay. And again, our number is 438-WPRO, 438-9776. All right. Tell us a story, both of you. I want a story about somebody, just something great that's happened at the Providence Village.
Well, I can give an example of how things go beyond the stated services, I think. I know a member and a volunteer who has helped her in the first time, just as a home help volunteer, helped to get smoke detectors up, sort of get the most important things done first, and then set it up to come back as a standing weekly appointment for just whatever she needed done. And that's the kind of thing that's typical in that it's hard to define what that is. So technically, that's a home help visit. But is it a... It's also a connecting, friendly, relationship-building kind of event as well.
It's interesting. I was reading in the article, I think it was written in the Jewish Voice over a year ago, and a driver was talking about just how much she loved driving because she connected with the people and just the personality and learning their stories and being friendly with them. Right. And then someone else said that it really enriched their life. To have this.
That was my story. I think this is typical of what we find with volunteers. Everyone thinks, well, the volunteer is out there helping others. Well, they're helping themselves. Mm-hmm. And I think that connection, more and more as we grow as an organization, we see that members and volunteers are really the same group of people. And you know, I think that I'll give you a story. We had this snowstorm recently, and the big storm, the one storm we had this winter.
Right.
And we sort of sat down as that storm was coming and saying, how can we make sure all of our members are okay? And we made a list of members that we knew who were living alone, didn't live in a building with others, and we knew that they were alone. And we called them all, and we said, how you doing? Everything working out okay? I happened to be one of the callers, and I talked to one of our members who said, I was fine until this morning when my heat went out. And they came and fixed my boiler, but now it's out again. So she and I spent the next hour finding an emergency number for a national company that then came and fixed her boiler. So these connections are very important in these times.
When you're alone,
yeah,
you know, when you just and you're not mechanically oriented, which you know some people are and a lot of people aren't.
Well,
you know, and you panic. I mean, I understand that.
Well, she was a school teacher, but not mechanically oriented.
I can identify with that one. Yeah. Closing thoughts for us. Certainly give out the website if you have the number, but closing thoughts. What would you like to leave people with about the Providence Village?
Well, the village represents an opportunity for people, a relatively small number of people at this time. But more importantly, we are working with Age-Friendly Rhode Island as a partner. We're committed to moving ahead with as many of the domains that as we can support, and particularly helping develop other village activities throughout the state. Mm-hmm. So while we're in a very small location now on east side of Providence and Pawtucket and downtown, we see the village movement as something that can help achieve what Age-Friendly Rhode Island is attempting to do throughout the state, and we're prepared to help do that.
All right, and people can log on to
Age-Friendly Rhode Island. I'm sorry.
Well, they can log on there, too. AgeFriendlyRhodeIsland.org, AgeFriendlyRI.org, ProvidenceVillageRI.org.
Yes.
Quick, we've got like 30 seconds. Do you have a quick...
Yes, I mean, I would say that it's all about building connections and relationships, and it's good for Rhode Island. We have a new member, and they looked to communities with villages to retire to and picked Providence, but we wouldn't have been on the list without the Providence Village.
That's wonderful. And I do have the correct name. Lieutenant Governor McKee is the chair of the Long-Term Care Coordinating Council. So you certainly can look on, and it's every day. Every community counts, but again, Long-Term Care Coordinating Council. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was really wonderful.
Thank you for having us.
And again, this program has been brought to you by Age-Friendly Rhode Island. And coming up next on the phone will be Joy LaVerde. Her book is Who Will Take Care of Me When I'm Old? And she also is the author of The Complete Elder Care Planner, which was a best-selling book. So we've got, again, also brought to you by Age-Friendly Rhode Island. You're listening to The Patricia Raskin Show right here on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM, WPRO. We're the voice of Southern New England, and we'll be right back.